It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Mourning and prayers in the face of an unthinkable tragedy in Harlem. There's a prayer service, rally, and wreath-laying today in memory of 4-year-old Jameek Modlin. Police say he was starved to death by his own parents. Jameek's 3 siblings are now in the care of City ACS, said to be so malnourished they're only able to tolerate IV fluids right now. Their parents, Nitavia Ragsdale and LaRon Modlin, are charged with manslaughter and child endangerment. And people in Harlem are outraged. At a vigil last night, a local pastor said he was trying to understand how this could happen.
They definitely need help for starving their baby. Trying to understand this whole thing. They all preparing to bury a 4-year-old baby that didn't have to die.
And a resident of the family's building says everybody needs to be more involved.
Let's start knocking on each other's door and check on your neighbors. If they hungry, you can feed them. Feed them.
The anti-domestic violence group WARM and the National Action Network are holding today's event. They describe it as a call to action so this horrific situation does not happen again to any child. Federal prosecutors are asking a judge to turn down Mayor Adams' bid to have a bribery charge against him dismissed. At a hearing yesterday, the Fed said his honor had a corrupt relationship with the Turkish official and claimed Adams accepted tens of thousands of dollars in benefits in exchange for pressuring a city agency to act. And they said that's illegal. The mayor has pled not guilty to all criminal charges. His lawyer says Adams never influenced city regulators in exchange for luxury travel from Turkish officials. Federal prosecutors, though, say there was a quid pro quo or direct exchange. No word so far on when the judge will rule. Illegal pot sellers are getting creative in the Bronx, finding a way to stay in business after the sheriff shut them down.
Coolers full of weed with guys sitting on top of them to sell it is what's been happening at a padlock-shut pot shop on 90 East 161st Street. Trey Jenkins from the 161st Street Bid says it's bad for business in the area after he's heard complaint after complaint.
With our limited bandwidth, it's hard to stop.
New York City Sheriff Anthony Miranda tells us 1,200 illegal pot shops have been shut down all throughout the city. He says if you see anyone selling weed outside, you should avoid them at all costs.
The tainted products, we have uncovered locations where they spray some of the cannabis with roach spray or paints and different chemicals.
Any first-time or repeat offenders caught not following the rules, he says, will be fined or arrested. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. In the concourse section of the Bronx.
Long Island authorities say a New York robbery crew has been stealing catalytic converters off cars parked in front of houses. Suffolk DA Rick Turney announced the addresses yesterday of 3 men, 2 from Queens, 1 from Brooklyn. Prosecutors say they drove from Brooklyn to Suffolk County in the wee hours of September 3rd and 25th and October 2nd and swiped the converters. Authorities say they'd gotten it down to a science and could get them in 2 minutes. It is not your usual gang in the Bronx, where 8 members of the Shiesty 66 group are charged with bank fraud.
They're accused of cashing phony checks and using the money to buy designer clothing, jewelry, private yacht excursions, and a white Rolls Royce that one alleged gang member posted a photo of on social media. Prosecutors say the scheme exploited banking system loopholes and netted gang members $10 million. The defendants are also accused of trying and failing to cash a nearly $13 million COVID relief fund check intended for Mount Sinai Medical Center. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
New Jersey police are looking for more victims of a sexual predator who poses a dentist offering cheap veneers. Essex prosecutors say the victim saw social media ads from New UD. Dental and New You Smiles. Told prosecutors she made an appointment with 31-year-old Jonathan Colombo, and after the dental procedure, he sexually assaulted her. Police tracked him down, and they're now looking for other victims. Anyone who may be a victim is urged to call 1-800-TIPS-4EC. Well, local libraries have had enough of book bans. The NYPL, Brooklyn, and Queens libraries all joining a national day of action to fight them. Some 200 libraries, bookstores, and more across the country are taking part. Dennis Walcott is the president and CEO of the Queens Library. He tells 1010 Wins.
It's extremely important to raise the consciousness of the public as far as the number of bans that have taken place throughout the country of people wanting to ban books, and people should be allowed to choose on their own to read a book or not read a book.
In recent years, book challenges and bans have skyrocketed, and works with LGBTQ plus or racial themes are often the ones targeted. Well, it's time for Fido to dress up. The Tompkins Square Halloween Dog Parade is today.
The city's most pawsome event is back, where pups are going to be strutting their stuff and howling at the moon during the Halloween parade. They'll be taking over Avenue A from 13th to 7th Street with the spookiest and most creative costumes, all competing for the best in show. Veterinarian Carly Fox tells us, make sure your pet is comfortable before putting on that costume.
You want to make sure that it's not too tight so that it doesn't restrict their movement or their breathing, but also not too loose either, because then they could trip.
And if you don't have a pup, no problem. You can still march along the route or cheer on the pups from the sidelines. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
It's bye-bye to brick and mortar for Bye Bye Baby. Less than a year after reopening stores, including New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut locations, the baby product chain is going online only. In a message on its website, they say now they plan to become a digital-first brand, saying they made the decision after listening to customers and valued partners. Bye Bye Baby did not give a closing date, but said the stores would be shuttered by the end of the year. They started closing sales yesterday. They'll accept gift cards through the end of this month, and after that, you'll have to redeem them at the online store at byebyebaby.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.